7 p.m. at Jonesboro, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 40 degrees. The dew point was 34, making the relative humidity 79%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.30 inches and steady. At Blytheville, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 42 degrees. The dew point was 31, making the relative humidity 64%. The wind was south at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.28 inches and falling. At Walnut Ridge, it was mostly cloudy and the temperature was 40 degrees. Elsewhere around the region, Batesville, cloudy and 42. Newport, mostly cloudy and 40. Little Rock, mostly cloudy and 46. Memphis, cloudy and 45. Cape Girardeau, cloudy and 38. Poplar Bluff, partly cloudy and 39. Once again, at Jonesboro, it was partly cloudy and the temperature was 40 degrees. Here is a weather synopsis for the Mid-South region. Dry weather with below normal temperatures will continue through Saturday. A complex low-pressure system will track across southeast Missouri and western Kentucky. Most areas will see rain on Sunday, with northern sections of the Mid-South possibly seeing a period of freezing rain. Strong to possibly severe thunderstorms could occur for area of the Mississippi Delta Sunday afternoon. Behind this system, a colder air mass will move into the region for Monday through Wednesday. Here is the forecast for the Jonesboro Weather Radio listening area. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight. Friday, sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear. Cold with lows in the upper 20s. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs around 40. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, cloudy. Rain showers likely after midnight. Near steady temperature in the upper 30s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Sunday, showers, breezy and not as cool, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain near 100%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain showers in the evening. Brisk, colder with lows in the lower 20s. Chance of rain 30%. Monday through Wednesday, partly cloudy and brisk, cold. Highs in the lower 30s. Lows around 20. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Cold with lows around 20. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-30s. Flood warning now in effect until Sunday, January 12th. What? Minor flooding is occurring and minor flooding is forecast. Where? White River at Augusta. When? Until Sunday, January 12th. Impacts, at 30.0 feet, thousands of acres of farm ground flooded. County roads on both sides of the river are flooded, including County Road 871 and 899. Additional details, at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time Thursday, the stage was 31.6 feet. Forecast, the river is currently at 31.6 feet and is expected to fall below flood stage Saturday, January 11th. Additional rises are possible thereafter. Flood stage is 26.0 feet. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXJ51 in Jonesboro. The voice of the National Weather Service. Flood warning remains in effect until further notice. What? Minor flooding is occurring and moderate flooding is forecast. Where? Cache River near Patterson. When? Until further notice. Impacts, at 11.0 feet, water near homes on Pine Street in Patterson. Water deep over Woodruff County Road 775. Water around camps along State Highways 14 and 18 in Jackson County. Many acres of cropland, pastures, and timberland flooded in Craighead, Jackson, and Woodruff counties. AGFC may close WMA inside Woodruff County for deer hunting due to flooding. Additional details, at 10:15 a.m. Central Standard Time Thursday, the stage was 11.0 feet. Forecast, the river is expected to remain steady above flood stage at 11.1 feet. Flood stage is 9.0 feet. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood. Flood warning now in effect until early Tuesday afternoon. What? Minor flooding is occurring and minor flooding is forecast. Where? Black River and Black Rock. When? Until early Tuesday afternoon. Impacts, at 17.0 feet, low-lying cultivated land and pastures in Lawrence, Jackson, and Independence counties flood. Additional details, at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time Thursday the stage was 17.9 feet. Forecast, the river is expected to fall below flood stage Monday morning and continue falling to 13.0 feet Tuesday morning. Flood stage is 14.0 feet. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood. The current time is 7:08 p.m. Central Standard Time.